Tonight I'd like to share with you something I'd like to share with you something very fundamental in the Isser of Yayin Nesef, something that's very negeh al halacha, and shtam straight from the Gemara, from the two ways to learn the words of the Gemara. It's a very basic clair. A Yayin Nesef is asa bahanah. Now, I don't mean Yayin Nesef that a guy is menasech l'avodah zarah. That's certainly asa bahanah. That's a din d'oraisa. But a guy's wine is asa bahanah. That means that if a guy gives you a bottle of wine during the holiday season and it's a guy's wine, you have to throw it out. You can't return it. You can't give it to another guy. Because the din of the Gemara is, in the Mishnah, is that Yayin of a guy is asa bahanah. The guy pours Jew's wine. So it becomes asa bahanah because of the gezeira of the Gemara. Now, how that works out till halacha lemaisa today, from the Gemara to today, as depends on the Mechaber Ramah and Kufchav Gimel that you might have seen in the photos. That I'd like to explain. It depends on what's basically a fundamental taich in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Gazru al yeina mishum b'naiseyem. There are guys around wine because of b'naiseyem, intermarriage. Well, that shouldn't be asa bahanah. There were guys at pitam also. There were guys at the other things who also gzeira mishum b'naiseyem. So Gemara's lashon is, Gazru al yeina mishum b'naiseyem, v'b'naiseyem mishum davar acher. Rashi says, davar acher avodah zarah. There were guys on Yainam because of b'naiseyem, v'b'naiseyem mishum davar acher, because of avodah zarah. So obviously the Isser HaNah comes in because of the words Mishum b'naiseyem, Mishum avodah zarah. There's a machlekes rishonim in the Torah when he brings down this halacha in Kufchav Gimel right in the beginning. It's not so much the style of the Torah to be medayik diyukim. He usually brings shitas, and here he makes diyukim in the following machlekes rishonim, which is a tremendous dafkamina for Zman Hazeh. You could learn that there are two gezeiras. There's one gezeira on Yayin because of intermarriage, and that's an Issa Shtia. And then there's another gezeira on wine because of Yayin Esach, Avodah Zarah. You have a guy's wine, maybe he was menasechet. So it's a second gezeira because of that. That's asa bahanah. If so, there are two separate gezeiras. One gezeira mishum yayna, and one gezeira mishum b'naiseyem. Which would be good, except it doesn't really fit into the Gemara. Gazu al yeina mishum b'naiseyem, or b'naiseyem mishum davar acher. It doesn't fit well into the Lashna Gemara. The other way to learn, which is what the Torah brings initially, is that they made a gzeira because of intermarriage, because of b'naiseyem. When they made that gzeira mishum b'naiseyem, they gave it its surah of Yayin Nesach. Since intermarriage is asa anyway, like the Gemara says. The Gemara has to figure out where the Isser is. But the Gezeira of intermarriage is primarily because intermarriage could lead to Avodah Zarah. So therefore, they made the Gezeira an Avodah Zarah Dikhi Gezeira B'naiseyem. Ki'ilu, it's Yayin Nesach. So again, the difference is, did they ask the B'naiseyem, the Isser HaNoah, because of Davar Acher? Or is it a Gezeira because of Avodah Zarah? Now, the Nafkamina is Goyim, who are not Avodah Zarah, atheists. You have a country, like today, where Goyim, for the most part, are atheists. Or the Rambam says, the Bnei Yishmael don't have a din of Avodah Zarah. That Muslims don't have a din of Avodah Zarah. If the Yayin is not Yayin Nesach, for Avodah Zarah, so is there an Isser by such a guy of Yayin Nesef being asa bahanah, a simple nafkamina? A guy gives you a gift, a bottle of wine. If that bottle of wine comes in a Medina with a not menasech Yayin l'avodah zarah, like in America, is it asa bahanah or not? If you hold that the gezeira v'naseyem was a gezeira to asa bahanah, by v'naseyem, then this is still asa b'hanor, and they say the gezeira stands. If you hold that two separate gezeiras that somehow the Gemara combines, but it's two gezeiras, the one gezeira is mishum b'daisayim, that's this ishtiyah, and one gezeira is because of yayin nesach, which was noch shash, l'mayis is noch shash, was manazev, yayin nesach. Excuse me? If the bottle is sealed, if it's a Jew's wine, I'm talking right now if it's a guy's wine. I mean, if it's a Jew's wine, that... The guy's giving seal, but it was sealed by Gayim. It wasn't... The guy didn't buy it at Kedem. The guy bought it... The guy, right? It was before it was sealed. It was in the hands of Gayim. What? Yeah, yeah. No, if a guy buys it, a Yiddish bottle... If a guy gives you Kedem wine that's sealed properly, we'll get later to the sugyas of how sealed it has to be. It has to have a double seal. But I think Kedem relies, they try to, if you buy it in a box, it always has a double seal. On a bottle, they rely that the label is one, and then the fact that it pops sort of, it's airtight, so that's a second sim. The ones with corks, the cork has a sim, and the taping has a sim. So in the Torah itself, the light kedarka so much, he brings two tzadim and a raya. The Torah starts by saying, Chacham gozu al stam yeinam shum b'neiseyim v'asua afana. The Torah himself, it's really shot in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say it's two gezeiros. He says, Chacham gozu al stam yeinam shum b'neiseyim v'asua afana. Af mishalei asu kein b'shai devarim shagazur alayim. So he learns that it's all one big gezeira b'neiseyim. Then he brings the Rashbam b'shem Rashi, b'shem Haga'inim, that it's an iser al tzavoy dezara, u'bizman hazeh in iser anor b'magah shagoy b'yayin shalanu, the goyim b'zman hazeh inam regilu in the naseh. So he brings the second shita, that it's al tzavoy dezara, which wouldn't apply b'zman hazeh. And then he says, adoni avi arosh herich b'zeh, v'siyim devarav, and he ends with a raya. Tamam alonu mespika l'maga goy b'yayin shalanu. Avastam ye'inam shasa b'nav b'shem b'nei seyem ein tam la'tirai. The Rosh like makes a pshara. He says, if it's really a goy's wine, it's asa b'hanav b'shem b'nei seyem. But a Jew's wine that the cleaning lady touched, so he says, Jew's wine clearly touched, but there's no b'nei seyem, it's a Jew's wine. So that's only Yasser, Al Tavay Dezara. So by there you should be Mekel, at least Bahanah you should be Mekel. Well, he's not Mekel even Bishniyah, but he's certainly Mekel Bahanah. So it turns out that we have like sort of two Shita Shem Shloisha, the Rosh is in between Shita. The Mechaber Ramah bring the two Shitas. The Mechaber brings to be Machmir. The Mechaber says, Estam Yenav Shal, the Mechaber is Saisim, at least here. And the Ramah brings this Kula. The Ramah, well, that's good news for us, because we go with the Ramah. But listen to how the Ramah does it. The Ramah says, first he brings the Kula. He says that, Bizman hazeh, shein eshriach, she'umais, minaskim, lavei deskechavim, that's the Rosh. A guy touches our wine that it's not asa b'hanah. That's one kula, rak b'shtia. V'chein stam yain shalahem ein asa lahem es bimenu. L'chein mutter ligvais b'chayvei min avikchav v'stam yain avodim mishar hefsid. So he says that b'mokim hefsid, he doesn't even say hefsid meruva, he says b'mokim hefsid a person could be meikol, av l'chat chila asa l'tai se'u l'maychrei. So what he says basically is that b'mokim hefsid, he doesn't say hefsid meruba, although I saw in the Chachmas Sadim he says hefsid meruba, but he says that a person could be mekel by the wine of a guy, by goyim b'zman hazeh. He doesn't say she'ein amagdei avay dezara. He says she'ein darkam l'nasech. Even today there are a lot of goyim around us. But the goyim in America don't walk around being busy being menasech people's wine all the time. You know, they go to church whenever they go. They have their wine. But the not ain't darkam lenasech. It's like a Tosfos said on Beis Amar Aleph at the beginning of the Masech that the goyim beinenu are not so from, if you use the word. So lemaisa, this is like a fundamental, even hakdama to the halachas of yayin nesech, that they're two mahalchim, and an extraordinary nafkamina between them in the surah hanah, whether it's aser or it's not aser. So these are the two shitas, and there are two secondary nafkaminas or kulas that come from it. So again, which way is the chamerdik away? If you learn it's all mishum b'nai sayem, that's chamer. There's no het to bizman hazeh. If you hold it's all one big azeh mishum b'nai sayem, there's no het to bizman hazeh. If you hold that it's not all mishum b'nai sayem, b'nai sayem is shtia and hana is avodah zara, so then it turns out to be a kula bizman hazeh because they're not ein darkam lenasech. First afkamina is the machlaikis between Rav Moshe and the Midigan, the Chutz La'aretz, and Shlomo Zalman and others, the Midigan Eretz Yisrael, Legabe Yayim Mevushel. What is Yayim Mevushel? Here in Sif Gimel, Mechaba says Yayim Mevushel Shalonu Shenoga Bayev Kechavim Mutter. We may say Nikra Mevushel Mishir Sicha Al Gabe Yayish. That Yayim Mevushel, we all know, if you have Yayim Mevushel, there's no problem. You go into a restaurant, they have small bottles, it's all Yayim Mevushel, and there's no issue. Grape juice, for the most part, is Yayim Mevushel. How Mevushel does it have to be? Well, what does it mean, it's Yayim Mevushel? What is Yayim Mevushel to oif? Now, Ramesha has his tshuva, it's in Yeridei Chelek Gimel, it's not such a clear tshuva. The psak is very clear. Ramesha holds that 160 degrees is Yayim Mevushel. It doesn't have to bubble, even though Yarsiach usually means it has to bubble, which is much hotter than 160 degrees. But he says here it doesn't have to bubble, even though it says Yarsiach. But the Shach says...
Isn't that the question about grape juice? Grape juice is the whole question
on grape juice. That's right, it's a question about grape juice and all Yayim Mevushel. How hot? You ever tasted Israeli grape juice?
Yeah, it's prune juice.
How do you know what prune juice tastes like? Yeah, okay. I didn't know you like prune juice. I don't know. The Israeli grape juice is very nishtana tamay. And the American grape juice is very different. The American grape juice... I don't know the science of Israeli grape juice. But lemaisa, this machloik is... Again, Machabah says shirasiyah. But the Shach says that hainu... He says he doesn't say hainu that it's amala resicha. That some of it evaporates through cooking. Ramesha writes that he writes, I think, that it loses 10% if you cook 160 degrees. Depends for how long. But he says the way they do it, it loses 10% of its volume. It reaches the heat that's needed. What's the machlokes? Machlokes seems to be this. So the question is, Ramesha deals with Ramesha Nemzan, it should be a similarity to Bishul on Shabbos. Bishul on Shabbos doesn't need, the Issa Bishul is not 200 degrees. The Issa Bishul is Yatzeled Espai, is already an Issa Bishul. So Ramesha the Tshuva talks about a similarity. But what's the Nakuda? Why is Yayim Mevushel more kuladik? You could learn it's more kuladik because it doesn't taste as good. Mashkiach that people would serve it, which is the Lashon of the Taz, the Simchat and Gimel. Or you could learn because it's possible for Nisach Hagami HaMizbeach. It says in the Gemara that anything you wouldn't be Menasach on the Mizbeach would not Chayshish to Goyim HaMenasach Lavoy Dezar. Yayim Mevushel is possible for Nisach Hagami HaMizbeach. So Ramesha Nemzon that if it's possible for Nisach on the Mizbeach, then there's no Yayin Esach. There's no Din Avay Dezara. The Chelkim Neman, there has to be Nishtana Tama. It has to be something you wouldn't serve. Bemet Pligi. It seems to me that this is the Machlaikis with the Machlaikis Rishonim. What's the Isser Hana of Yayin Esach? Is the Isser, like the Gabe Hana, is it Avay Dezara Dikadin? It's an Avay Dezara Dikadin. then if it's pasul gabi mizbeach, it would be it wouldn't be ayin nesach. So when Chazal talk about bishul, they're talking like avodah zarah. There's nothing to do with avodah zarah. It's one big gezeirah mishum b'naseyem. Then the taste should have to change at the time a person cooks it. If the taste doesn't get inferior from it, then it shouldn't apply. Depending on how it's made, it would seem to be a nafka mina between the two reasons. It would seem to be. They've called mafusta means pasteurized. Pasteurized is 160 degrees. They pasteurize it to kill the. They don't want to change the taste. They want to pasteurize it without killing the taste. At any rate, these are two tracks in this whole thing. The Chiddush Gadol is that even though the Mechaber is Machmir, by Goyim, She'ein Darkon Lenasech, which is the Goyim among us, that it's just Ein Darkon Lenasech, he's Machmir on that. But later in Kufchov Dalid, there's a Mechaber that no one makes a big fuss. They all make a big fuss over this. The Mechaber later says that here he's talking about Goyim O'ev De'avay Dezara, just not so from. They're not Menasev. Lady says, "Kolayv kachov m'sheini oivet alilim." Says, "Kegayin yeshmeilim, yenei asa b'shtiya mutabana." Umaga b'yayin shalonu shavali yeinam shasa b'shtiya. He says here a kula that nobody argues on, that wine that you get from someone who's bechlal not an oivet avayda zara, that they make along the gamri. The lumdus we have to understand, which means that there are three types of gayim: oivet avayda zara, that are oddic to it, like the, I don't know, maybe today they have in Ireland, or in maybe they still have some that have an asik all over the place. Then you have the ones that they believe in the Avodah Zarah, but they're not manasik, like many Gayim today. And then you have the ones that just don't believe in anything, the Yishmaelim, or the atheists. Atheists today, they don't believe in Nisuch L'Shem Avodah Zarah. So it turns out, if you get a bottle of wine, you have to know who made the bottle of wine. But if you have a bottle of wine that was nisnaset, that became yayin nesech, through a guy who's a Yishmaeli or a real atheist, that's not going to make it also ba'anah. People like a cleaning lady or somebody around the house, and they poured wine or wherever it is. For Isra Hanah, l'maisa, there's no machlaikis lahalacha. For Isra Hanah, it's not going to make it also ba'anah. If he b'chlal doesn't believe, if he believes, he's just not darkei lenasech, which is the Christians among in our circles. So there you have mechlekes mechaber Ramah. The ikur is learning b'sechtes avodah zarah. This is like the fundamental, the hakdama. Kufav Gimel is the beginning of Hilchos Yayin Nesach. The fundamental hakdama is to understand the source of the iser hanah. If it's all part of an esayim or a separate gezeira mishum davar acher. And these are, this is the nafkamina, the two big nafkaminas that come between them is the Etzem Adin and the Gedorim of Yayim of Lashon. Good Shabbos to everybody.